Hallelujah.
I really feel this is what God wants for the church here. I've been praying, asking the Lord. When I had talked with Brother Earl, it had been not too many days ago, I talked to him and about coming in that, to come and be with you. And I said, Lord, I've learned, learning can be a great experience if you learn the right way or learn the right thing. Amen. Some things we learn, I just soon forget about it. Amen.
Yeah.
But experience is a great teacher also. Amen. So I'm still learning about him. If you would tonight say John 3:16, what do you think? It would take a million years just to understand John 3:16. Because God's word is an ever going forth word. It continues. When he said, let there be light, there's light throughout billions of miles and miles. Amen. So when God speaks his word with power, things begin to happen.
Amen.
See, God inhabits eternity. That word inhabits eternity because that word is Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. So when we open this book up of 66 volumes, I'm still learning about Jesus Christ. You're never going to quit learning about him. You know, you can go to the first grade, second grade, and keep going up and up and up. And you say, I don't have to go to the first grade because I'm higher than that now. I'm further up. But then there's always something where Jesus would say, come and learn of me. Come and learn of me. I'm meek, I'm lowly in heart, and he'll give you rest to your soul. But you know, there was something here tonight also. I was hearing about the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, it's not the joy of that world giving it to you. It takes his spirit, the spirit of joy, to give you that joy. Same way with salvation. Christ said in his word, Sister Pam, what would it profit a man to gain the whole world? That's a big world out there, isn't it? And lose his soul. And then he went on and said, what can a man, what can you and I give in exchange for our soul? The Bible says that this soul, God's people, the soul of man is precious in the sight, in the eyes of God. Amen to God. And yet we all give account to the Lord Jesus Christ. I can tell you, the soul that sinneth shall surely die. But that soul, we have a heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. We have that. He put that in us as he made the first man out of the dust of the earth. He breathed his life into that man, and that man became a living soul. He came the very image of God, became the very likeness of him, because God wanted fellowship with his creation. Amen to God. Tonight, as we came here, as the Spirit of God began to move, we had fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we exalted him, given him the honor and praise. He said in this word, if I be lifted up. I've seen the world lift up a lot of people, but I can tell you, it still takes the Spirit of God to call him Lord to the glory of God. It still takes the Spirit of God that draws you to him, that exalts him. He's still Lord of lords and King of kings. Hear David. David was a man after the heart of God. Somewhere, as you begin to read in the Old Testament up into the book of Psalms, you will find out David had the joy of the Lord, and yet he lost that joy too in one place. Do you hear me? How long was that joy gone? Well, I can tell you, when David sinned against God, he lost that joy of God. Not his joy, but God's joy of the salvation of God. In this book, Isaiah cries out, I believe it's in chapter 12, that we will draw from the wells of salvation with joy. With joy. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. And I've got a lot forgot to tell you about it. It's forever and evermore. Amen. I thought there, you know, in heaven, I can tell you they shout with joy. They cry, holy, holy, holy. When Isaiah in the temple, when he saw those serpents flying back and forth, they were crying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
I'm telling you, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy, and at His right hand forevermore.
Amen.
This is the God that I love. This is the Lord that I'll bow my knees to Him and give Him the glory and praise and say, thank you. You brought my soul out of prison that I can praise your holy name. I love that. I have to have that. He brought me out of prison. I can tell you, and I know right tonight that He inhabits us, you and me, that's born again. You know that He doesn't live in a sinner that goes on sinning. He tells us, come out from among the world and be a separate people.
Yes.
Now here's David. Now David, he loved the Lord, anointed of God, all it sang to God, played the harp. You know, here was a man that loved God. He loved God. He worshiped God. He prayed God. He gave God glory. Psalms, when you read about it, it's more of a praise and a worship to God Almighty. Well, I can tell you, a day came that David didn't have that. David lost that.
Amen.
But he said unto the Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. When you really have the joy of Christ, you will want to come to the house of God. You will want to pick this word up and read it and get it in your life. Because that joy comes, as David said, I found thy word and I ate it, and it was joy unto my soul. Thanks be to God. Tonight my soul was rejoicing when I seen other people being touched, healed, what they were being delivered from. I can tell you, I want to rejoice with the people of God. I want to say, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. I want that. I have to have that. I need that. I can tell you, David, he began to say, I looked on my right hand. Nobody was there to help me, in other words. What he was saying, I looked, refuge failed me. I'm looking around for somebody to help me, but nobody was there. Well, I come to find out, there'll be times in your life you think this person can help you, this person can help you, but sometimes God is saying, I am your help. That comes from above. I'll be there when people's not there. Thanks be to God. I'll never leave you, neither forsake you, but lo, I'm with you. There's times I've been crying, I've been hurting, and oh yes, there's people that I love, but I can tell you right tonight, He will be there when nobody else is there. In the time of the storm, in the time of trouble, pour out your soul unto God and watch what He'll do. He will come to you in the hour you have need of Him.
Amen.
I know that. I know that. You know, I've had people say, you just don't know what it's like. Oh, but I can tell you, if I've been there, I do know what it's like.
Yeah.
I know what it's like being a drunkard. I know what it's like being a sinner. But I can tell you what it's like being a Christian now. I can tell you right now, it was not too long ago. I was hurting. I was so troubled. This was being said, being persecuted, being talked about. And it hurts. It hurts. Especially when it's the church. Hear me what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's not the enemy out there in the world that troubles me. It's the church, the ones you love, the closer you get to somebody. You know, you take, and I don't mean it in the wrong way, but you know, you take a neighbor, you could have a neighbor live down the street, you've known him for 20 years, and and all of a sudden, you find out they go through a divorce. You say, I can't hardly believe that. I can't hardly believe all the children. All of a sudden, this has happened. Wound up in prison. Well, I can pray for that person. Lord, save them. Bring that marriage together. Bring that family back together. That's what I want to see, and it can hurt, but I can tell you, it don't hurt like they're hurting. Do you hear me what I'm saying? But I can tell you, this God in heaven knows exactly every hair on your head. He knows exactly what you're going through. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Oh, perfect love, Brother Earl. Don't cast out that evil. Oh, my God. He's not given you and me the spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. If God be for you, who can be against you? Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. He's there. He's there when nobody else is there. He's there. He'll lift up David when they want to kill him. I can tell you, David looked under the hills and he saw who was on them hills. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I said, oh dear God. You know, you take Earl back there. When I heard about what happened to him, I was praying. I heard about the pain he was going through. Operation. And you know, yes, you can feel for him. You can feel. Let me feel what he feels. Well, I can tell you, if you haven't felt what he felt, you don't want to feel what he felt.
Amen.
Come on now, but you'll pray. You'll intercede. You know, we had our son, 35 years old. I can tell you, some people say, I know. No, I can tell you. I had a mother go to be with the Lord, a dad to go be with the Lord. Now, my wife the same, but when it cut, and it hurt deeply, took a long time, and I still cry about it. I still weep about it. It still hurts. But that son, that 35 years old, took his last breath. I thought I wanted to die. Do you hear me what I'm saying?
Amen.
No medicine in this world could take care of that. There was no psychologist.
Amen.
But I went to Jesus. I poured out my soul. I went into the hills. And I got up there and I just wanted to scream, God! Oh God! My soul is crying out to thee. I'm hurting on the inside. I need you, Lord. I can't take it with God. My God. I don't know if you've ever felt it, but I'm telling you, there's a time to weep and there's a time to cry. There's a time to pray. There's a time to die. But blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me get like Job. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Give me my hand.
Praise God.
Oh, I thought, Lord, David said, I poured out my soul. He said, refuge failed me. You know what a refuge is? It's a place you can get away, you know, and just say, well, now, Lord, I just need a refuge. And we know that the Lord is our refuge.
Yeah.
We know that. We know He's our high tower. And we know that the righteous run there too, and they're safe. And we know that He can put a hedge about us. I said He can put a hedge about us. But there'll be times in our walk with God that hedge will be let down somewhere. You know why? Because I know, Lord, I don't want to be tempted. I won't. But the Bible said, brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations.
Amen.
Why? Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And let patience have its perfect work. Lord God, just don't let it down too big. Hear me what I'm saying. Oh, God, when I think I couldn't go no more, guess who come along? Guess who come along? David knew that the Lord was merciful. The Lord was goodness. The Lord. And when he went through the valley of the shadow of death, he could cry, I will not fear because I know the Lord is with me.
Amen.
I said, oh God Almighty. David. But David said this. His cry was, no man cared for my soul. You hear that?
No.
Just recently, the Lord showed me. It's like, I went to this person for help. They didn't want to help me. I went to this person, which they didn't want to help me. I went to this person, and they just made fun. They just made fun. You know, it's almost like if you ever went to a hospital and you're in hurt and pain and all, and they just put you up there in the hallway. And that mother or that daughter or that son or that mom, that girl crying and weeping. When's the doctor going to come? Can he see he's in pain? You ever been there? You ever been there like, hey, I'm still here. I'm here. And everybody, I said, what kind of kid get you? Would you? And they just looked at me, just like mocked me, made fun of me. It's like everybody. Well, I got to make it in myself. God's looking for some soul keepers.
Amen.
God's looking for a church, for people that want souls to be saved.
Yeah.
God's looking for a people that said, I want a church that will travail.
Yeah.
I want a church that will pour their soul out to me.
Right.
I want a church to get pregnant with my word. I want to see children born again. I want to see sons and daughters. I want to see the backsliding come in.
Yeah.
Yes, sit home and watch westerns if you want to, but he'll not be there to be entertaining.
Yeah.
Hear me what I'm saying. But I can tell you, take heed, there's time. Beware, you can be entertaining angels unaware. You better know who's sitting there. You may not see him, but you ought to know he's nigh to them of a broken heart and a contrite spirit.
Amen.
David, no man cared for my soul. Have you ever been praying to say, Lord, I wish you would put me on somebody's heart that they would call me and just give me a word. Just give me a word. Well, we're so busy. We're so busy. Maybe someday you may run into somebody about 12 years old and you don't know who he is. Well, who are you? I'm about my father's business. Have you ever seen such a fast-track world we're living in today? It's something that we give in prayer request. And then afterwards, we say, did you remember so-and-so? Who was this? Who was that man that we're supposed to be praying for? I'm so glad he took you and me upon his heart.
Yes. Amen.
Aren't you glad that or does it enlarge my heart?
Yes.
I mean, he looks out and he sees a world where it's going. But he's looking at the church. Where is the church? Yes. Where is Zion? Is she travailing? Or is she sleeping and slumbering? In many churches, as an evangelist, they're closing out Sunday night services. I mean, big churches, only a Sunday morning, 10 to 12, and it's over.
Yeah.
And when the altar call, nobody comes. They don't even make altar calls. Whatever pulls you away from that altar will pull you away from God.
Amen.
Well, brother, the Bible says draw nigh to God, and God will draw. How do you draw nigh to God who's invisible? I mean, you know, if I want to talk to Earl, I've got to call Earl. Do you hear me? If I want to see him personally, I've got to come and see him personally.
Amen.
Well, blessed are the pure in heart.
Yes.
They're going to see God personally.
Amen.
They're going to see the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he is going to look at us. And he's going to say, thou good and faithful servant. Oh, God, you were there when I needed you. Thank God, he's there when I need him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Will somebody pray? Lord, send laborers into your harvest. We need men and women of God that will stand in the gap and say, God, give me souls lest I die.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
right.
Thank you, Lord.
That's my cry. I said, God, give me souls lest I die. Amen. Why didn't you save me?
Right.
save me. I'm no longer be on my own. I'm no longer own. It's no longer I. I've been bought with a price.
Yes.
Amen.
You give me your life. Why can't I give you my life?
Right. Amen.
Give me souls. Give me souls.
Yes. Amen.
The harvest is great.
That's right.
But the laborers are few. David.
Yes.
I believe if you look up that psalm and begin to maybe check that psalm out and read about it, God can give you revelation of it. David was in the cave. David was running from a man he loved. Do you hear that? Mm-hmm. He would have done anything for that man.
Yeah.
Saul.
Yep.
Saul had a son that David and Jonathan was like,
yeah.
Not no, they couldn't separate us. Should not we say, nothing shall separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
My soul magnifies you, Lord. My soul cries out to you. Isn't it something you can't show it to me? You can't take it out. A doctor can't operate on it. No medicine can help it.
Amen.
It's something that's eternal.
Amen.
Do you hear that? He said, it's so good. Cut your hand off. Cut your foot off. But don't have your soul cast into hell.
Come on.
Do you see the value of it? You know, people that's got money can go out and buy this, and if they don't like it, they'll get it. They'll buy something else. They'll buy this. But it will never satisfy their soul.
Amen.
I could see a man, I could see the first two brothers in the Bible, Cain and Abel. How long was it that they played together? How long they talked together? They're two brothers. Here's Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. How could it be that two brothers, over something of another brother, jealousy, envy, that he turns around? And he catches his brother. It's like premeditated murder. And he gets out there and he kills his brother Abel. Did he hide the body? Did he bury the body? Do you know if we have unforgiveness, we're going to lose that joy.
Amen.
We're going to lose that peace that passes all
understanding.
David had lost it. But he was crying to God to restore it. Thank God he will. If you mean business with him, you'll see he will.
Yes.
He will. He will.
Yes.
And then God speaks to him like, why would God have to ask Cain where his brother is? God wouldn't have to ask none of us where we've been. I won't have to say, Lord, you know, I was at church last night. I prayed last night. There was my thought. He says, I know everything about you. I know what you've watched on that TV all week long. I know what you said about that brother, about that. Oh, God, don't call me an accuser of the brother. God, don't do this. Lord, please. I'll call you exactly what I know you are. He will say, you're cold. You're hot, you're lukewarm, but he'll call you exactly what you are.
Amen.
That hurt my feelings. It don't me. It tells me God loves me.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
But it tells me there's a way out.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
I mean, Lord, I go to all of these countries. I've been in probably, I don't know how many countries. I just sit down and figure them out. Well, Lord, I laid hands, they were healed. I preached. Hundreds, thousands were probably saved in all them countries, all together. And Lord, fed multitudes, tons and clothes and Bibles and all of that, Lord. Son, you can prophesy in my name. You can have faith to move mountains in my name. You can give your body to burn, be burned in my
Amen.
Name. Oh, you can feed the poor. But son, if you don't have charity, if you don't have not the love of you, but the love that I have,
yes,
my love, come on, his love.
Amen.
He said, then, come on now. Amen. Oh, free. Faith, hope, and charity. But the greatest of these is charity. Love one another. Forgive one another. My God, do you hear me? David, oh God, forgive me. I've sinned against you. But he knew he was praying to a God that loved him. A God that was merciful. A God that was long-suffering. A God that would take him back if he came with his heart broken to God.
Amen.
Yes.
And they don't give us a license to sin now. God. Where's that brother at? How do I know? Maybe the blood was still dripping from his hands. I don't know. But in his heart was murder. And I'm the Lord that searches the heart. I'm having a hard time keeping myself. Yeah. You know, I try to pray. I get down and pray. And next thing you know, 10 minutes, I'm wore out. But don't wait till you're about ready to fall asleep and you go to the bed and pray and fall asleep. It's like this oil. The more we use of it, the less there is. Amen. The more we die, the less we become, but more what he becomes. If I decrease, he increases.
Amen.
I said, Lord, so I've learned, you know, I don't say that to the Lord. Lord, look what all I've been doing. No, it's what he's been doing in me and through me.
Yes.
Amen to God.
Amen.
I said, God. David said, I poured out my complaint. Have you ever been to court and pour out your complaint?
Yeah.
It didn't go the way you thought it should.
No.
Said, you know what?
Put him in jail.
Yeah. Boy, if that judge was only in my shoes, you'd know what I'm talking about. He could have said, I've heard these same things over and over again.
Amen.
It just becomes a routine. David, wonder why he hasn't brought his harp to church once in a while. Wonder why he ain't not down here dancing by the ark. Well, maybe he just had a hard day. It's been a long time. Maybe he just wasn't feeling good. That's been going on for months. Am I thy brother's keeper? Son, you better call that brother and give him a word from me. For a word spoken in due season, how good is it? A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Oh, God. You know, rejoice with your brother that rejoices in the Lord. Amen. See, that fleshly rejoicing wears off real quick. That excitement of the wears off, but it's on the inside. When everything can go wrong, you can say like Job, though he slay me,
amen,
I know my Redeemer liveth. And I trust in him. Amen. Think of that.
Amen.
It's like a woman. Matter of fact, it's our son Danny. Lori, our daughter-in-law. When she got pregnant, you know, the baby's growing, and you know. And finally when, you know, all excited about having that baby. All excited. Then at that hospital, she's there and she's in pain, terrible. Terrible. I mean, she's a, well, yeah, I guess you ladies know. I'd say, well, I know too. You say, no, you don't. Well, I've watched it. I've seen it. I can tell it. It's not fake. I mean, you act like you're going mad. You act like you're dying.
Yes. We're not acting. Closest thing to...
It's real. And she's there, and she got, she's sweet as can be. But one, when I saw, there's another side of her. She's laying there. I guess she was wanting that shot in the back. But sometimes the doctors, oh, just, you'll be all right. All right. You ain't down here feeling what I feel. Amen. Amen. It got so bad. I want that nurse. Well, the doctor has to tell the nurse to do it. Finally, she looked at my son and said, it's your fault.
Yeah.
Quit blaming the devil. Quit blaming the devil. You let him do it. Come on now.
Come on
now. If he can kill you, he'll do it.
Amen.
Shout with me.
Amen.
Come on now. But God said there's no weapon formed against you that can prosper.
Amen.
God, my God, my God. I can tell you, the devil wanted to kill Job, but he could not do it.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, I mean, God will brag on his church.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
What do you think of my son? What do you think of my daughter? Oh, dear God. The devil's going to accuse, some of the church accuse you, but stand still.
Yes. Yes.
When you're right with God, stand still. Yes. When you're talked about back, big tail, bird, Lord God trying to destroy you, like David said, my persecutors. Oh, stand still and hold your peace and let God fight your battle.
Yes.
Oh, my God, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
You don't know what they've done to me. Oh, you don't know what you've done to them. Yeah, I do. Lord, it's me again. It's me again. Some people say, well, I got to get prayer every time I come to church. I bring my own bottle of olive oil. Lord, anoint my head. Let that oil run down my back. Let it run down my skirts. How pleasant is it for brother to dwell together in unity?
Yeah.
I cannot make her love me. I cannot even make my wife love me. If I pleaded and begged to get anyone here to love me, I could not make you do it. And God says, love your enemies.
Amen.
Sure. Bless them that curse you.
Yeah.
Pray for them that despise.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
You know how hard that is?
Yeah.
You know how hard it is?
Yeah.
Pray for them that despitefully use you.
Yeah.
I'm going to pray, Lord, and I'm asking you, oh, to rain down judgment on them. It's not going. Do you know what he said? When he preached, he made me so mad I got up and walked out. Some years ago, a sister in the church knew her very well. And what she was doing was sin. I said, this is, it's sin again. Who are you to tell me? Who are you to tell me? I'm just telling you what God's word says.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, she went out of that.
Yes.
I mean, she was hot. Guess what? Maybe I don't know if it's a day or two next time. Here she shows up. She said, you know what? She said, the Lord spoke to me, told me you was right.
Yeah.
His word is right.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Yeah.
We just got to get over it. David, I'm going to read this. David, Psalms 142 again. He said, no man careth for my soul. I asked you tonight, what price can you put on that soul? What price can you put on the soul of man?
priceless. It's priceless. It's totally priceless. Amen. 142. I cried unto the Lord with my voice.
Yes.
He's heard me do that quite a bit. He'll even take and put my tears in a bottle. There's many times I've had to blow my nose. There's times, I don't mean to be in the wrong way. I've had snot run down my nose, down my chin, down my belly, and I'm still crying.
Amen. Amen.
I've been broke and I've been humbled before God. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. That's taking your problems, taking your supplication. Just like when the king, he wrote that letter that was given to him. He took it and laid it before God in the temple. He said, Lord, they're talking about you here. When somebody's talking about you, running you down, you're a child of God, they're talking about God. When you've done it on the least of these, you've done it unto me.
Amen.
Amen. His sheep, his lambs. Now listen to this. I poured out my complaint before him. That's good,
sorrow.
Oh, broken. Hurting. I shewed before him my trouble. Oh, Lord, have I been in trouble. I've sure got myself in trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. Isn't that something? When things get so bad, let's take the path of righteousness.
Amen.
Let's take the path of mercy.
Yes.
Don't run out to that world thinking it's going to give you mercy. That world is an enemy to the people of God. Amen. Don't get somebody that's lukewarm, somebody backslid, somebody that's afraid. Get hold of God Almighty, or find you a brother and sister that you know. Get to that church and say, listen, the Bible tells me to call upon the elders of the church. Let them anoint him with oil and pray the prayer of faith. Confess your faults one to another.
Yeah.
If you know somebody that loves you, somebody that cares for your soul, then you tell them and they'll take it to God Almighty.
Amen.
Oh my God. With two or three,
amen,
touch and agree upon any one thing, I can tell you God said, I'm right there in the midst of it. I'm right there, my God. For I'm touched by the feeling of your influence.
Amen.
If you sin, they shall be forgiven.
That's right.
Oh God. Let's do it God's way.
Yes.
Let's do it the way God wants it done.
Amen.
Let's seek out the old paths. We'll find rest to our souls. We'll find peace. In the midst of the storm, we'll find peace.
Amen.
That passes all understanding. I was so overwhelmed here not long ago. Hurting, being accused, talked about. Sometimes you just want to give up. That's what the flip, just give up. Why? Everybody's hypocrites. Everybody who loves me, who really cares about me. You can get feeling sad for yourself, but pity, it's not going to help.
Right.
It ain't going to help. And here, everything was just, seemed like everything. And all of a sudden, those things that I was, things were done. All of a sudden, I begin to laugh. I laughed for probably 2 hours. 2 hours. Not just like, laughed. I laughed. And soon as one of those, I'm telling you the truth. Some of the things that were said, some of the things were done, when that thought would come, I begin to laugh. I begin to laugh. I'm just pouring out. Just kept for 2 hours or so. I am crying and laughing. People, they didn't know. They think he needs to be in a life jacket. What do you call that jacket? A straight jacket. He's lost his mind.
But I'm telling you, all of a sudden, the Lord would bring a scripture about when you're falsely. I start laughing. I laughed.
Joy of the Lord.
What God was saying. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For they've done it by death. Well, glory to God. Glory to God. For a while I thought, my goodness. And just as all of a sudden, I mean, it wasn't laugh 5 minutes and take a minute break. This just kept going and going and going. All that had been hurting me, all that had been being done to me, God would bring it. But He gave me, I was laughing about it. Amen. It'd be like Daniel going to the lion's den. I just start laughing about it. Because Daniel knew, my God will deliver me. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Don't you know that furnace is hot? I can tell you, we're not going to bow, O King, but the Lord will deliver us. Well, glory to God. Oh, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will, shall deliver
them out of all.
We just need to get hold of it.
Amen.
I love your church.
Amen.
I've said to people, oh, when you pray, don't forget me. Pray.
Amen.
Lord, give Brother Patterson souls for his neighbor.
Yes.
That's my cry. That's my cry.
Yes.
Lord, I've said to the Lord, I'd go all the way to Africa for one soul. Mm-hmm. He came all the way to this earth for a Mary Magdalene.
Come on.
Those He forgave the most, loved the most.
Yeah.
Every one of us that He's forgiven, we are to love Him so much.
Yeah.
He said, you better love me more than you do that wife.
Amen.
You better love me more than you do that husband.
That's right.
You better love me more than those grandchildren.
That's right.
Because I'm a jealous God.
Amen.
Aren't you glad He's jealous?
Amen.
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 Earl, would you come, brother?
Yes.
Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise.